first off, we were talking about types of soil, and you mentioned something about sand soil being around this.
St. John's County was composed of right. sand soil with no clay mixture farming and some muck, but the muck soil being too wet
right.
to utilize, and attempts to drain ponds and so forth hadn't been successful to raise in the muck soil at that time. So the people continued to plant in the sand soil.
Okay, let's talk about certain types of water areas around here. Are there certain names for different waterways, small waterways?
Such as a creek.
Right, right.
And a river.
Right.
And the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And the canals. We right. have navigable canals to the north, where the North River is part of the inland waterway of the United States on the Atlantic coast. North River, former Tolomato River, went north past Diego Plantations into a headland, and later a canal was dug between Pablo Creek, which connected to the St. John's River, which passed through the Pablo Plantations. And this opened the way between St. Augustine and Jacksonville for freight boats and other shallow draft boats, and also for traffic from the north, where later wealthy northerners came with their palatable yachts.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt you.
No question.
Yeah. Okay. What would you call the thing that you would dig out for a waterway?
The machinery used the sand or the fill.
Right. Let me phrase the question differently. What would be the difference between, say, a canal, a creek, you know, certain of these waterways that you mentioned, specifically like size, say?
The canal would be going through higher ground naturally than what the creek or the highway or the river would be, but in size, the canal, because of the expense of digging, unless it went through lakes and so forth, would be much narrower, and it would be of a width only wide enough to permit the passing of the two vessels going in opposite directions. But what we call creeks would have to be dredged to a deeper depth in order to permit these vessels to go through them, where in places the rivers are very wide, and if there are no sandbars to mar navigation, vessels can travel between bank to bank with adequate depth to allow their passage.
Okay. If there's been, say, some heavy rainfall in a certain area, and you want to cut a channel across a road, say, or maybe a field, you'd call that place a
cut?